6 a.m., bound out of bed. Time to start a brand new day. Up with the sun, much to be done. Take a moment to pray. Thank you for all my blessings. Come from a place of love. Even for a certain beastly someone that I'm thinking of. Yes, B is a test. How can I love him? That's the million-dollar question. I'm kind of stressed, slightly depressed. Now I'm getting indigestion. Maybe I should turn around, crawl back into bed, pull these comfy covers over my head. No, it's what God wants me to do. It's who God wants me to be. It's as simple as that. He wants me to do it. And even though it's hard, he'll help me through it. Fill up my heart with love and share it generously, because that's the person God wants me to be. So Beat is so rude. Beat is a crank, more than just a little prickly. I don't understand him drawing a blank. Suddenly I'm feeling sickly. Lord, I want to serve you, but I'm feeling weak in the knees. Better go to bed and try to catch a few more Z's. No, it's what God wants me to do. It's who God wants me to be. It's as simple as that. He wants me to do it. And even though it's hard, he'll help me through it. Fill up my heart with love and share it generously, because that's the person God wants me to be. You think loving the unlovable's a bit of an uphill climb? And try building an ark or parting the Red Sea sometime. Yes, Beat is a bully, but what might he do if I were to show him kindness? Maybe there's hope if I were to help him from his disinclinedness. Fill up my heart with love, share it generously, because indisputably, irrefutably, that's the person God wants me to be.